Good afternoon, everyone. I'll start off by acknowledging the co-officer, Terry Von Hoven, Doug Hinchcliffe, and from the cotton gin of the search unit in Stoneville, we have Cliff Boykin and Robert Harden. I have a list of objectives here, which make this a very ambitious talk. First, we want to define what we mean by selectivity, and we want to calculate some initial selectivity values from published and new data that we have produced. We want to develop a new method to blend fibers into the aphids and present some diverse fiber mediums that give a baseline of seed coordinate response that is small, and present a case study of a fiber medium where the seed coat count by aphids is much, much larger than the seed coat fragment count by the ASTM method. Let's start off here by defining selectivity, and this is really the discrimination factor between the aphids seed coat naps counts per gram of fiber and other impurities incorrectly counted as seed coat naps. And this is influenced by a two-step process. Step one, the individualizer separates the naps, the fibers, and trash. An airflow splits the entities into two streams, one stream containing the neps and the fibers, the other stream containing the trash. Now, in this step, the individualizer may generate additional entities, and some might be lost by cross-contamination into the trash stream. So in this step, we can generate and remove entities. The next step, the NEPs and the fiber stream enter the same sensor, and a classification algorithm discriminates. Now, we don't know the specific selectivity of this step, and what I mean is if we drop a known number of seed coat NEPs in the sensor, how many counts of seed coat NEPs will we produce? And if we drop a known number, say, of a potential interferent of fiber NEPs in the sensor, how many counts will be misclassified as of seed coat NEPs? The specific of selectivity is independent of the individualizer because it's downstream of the individualizer. So, since we don't know the overall of selectivity or the specific of selectivity, we rely upon a seed coat fragment reference method, ASTM D2496, where we can extract out manually these seed coat fragments. And we can apply this to cotton before and after aphids analysis and in spiking. Now, here we have the variability of the aphids. A seed coat nap selectivity with the seed coat nap count in the sample and that seed coat nap count incorrectly classified in the sample after we have removed the seed coat fragments. And we have the continuous lines in this, the simulation of the seed coat sensitivity model. We have these continuous lines for the different range of seed coat nests in samples from 5 to 55 counts per gram. Now, as the selectivity goes down, the accuracy of the seed coat net determination also goes down. Let's talk a bit about experimental now. We evaluated three baseline mediums to see if they had a low seed coat net response. We had hand-harvested and hand-ginned cotton, 1.5-inch snippets of rayon made from wood, and a controlled cotton, which was scouted bleached cotton that you can purchase in retail centers known as cotton balls. For the aphids analysis, half a gram of slivers were prepared and shipped to ARS Stoneville for analysis on their aphids. For the ASTM reference method, 3 gram of webs were prepared and they were analyzed both at Stoneville and SRC. And then we extracted the seed coat fragments, or we extracted the non-fibrous impurities from the control cotton, and it was analyzed by APHIS before and after extraction, and from that data we were able to calculate the seed coat net of selectivity of the control cotton. And finally, we blended the control cotton with rayon in the APHIS by twin axle slivers. And this is a technique where we have two parallel side-by-side fibers, and we vary the proportion of the weight in each sliver while keeping the total weight fixed at 0.5 grams. And we can check if this is a viable approach to blending by looking at the linearity of APHIS response. Now here we have the dependence of the APHIS of seed coat NEPs that were incorrectly classified as such on fiber NEPs for samples that are known to be free of seed coat fragments. And what I've done here is to combine all of the information that we have into one graph. We have the five extracted cottons from a paper that was published by Bell and Zhu in 2011. And we have the information on a comb cotton, a hand-harvested and hand-gin cotton, and two synthetics. And you can see the data splits into two strong linear relationships, where the number of seed coat NEPs incorrectly classified as such is a strong linear function of the fiber NEPs. Now, in the paper by Bell and Zhu, they also took the extracted cottons, spiked them with seed coat fragments, and calculated the result and observed the result of a seed coat NEP of value, which is SCND in the selectivity formula, SCNI is from the extracted data here. And as you can see, for the mean of the five cottons, the mean of selectivity across the five cottons, the observed selectivity value is low. Now here's where we evaluated three different fiber mediums to see which ones would give a low response in APHIS seed coat NEPs, and we got different responses for all of the fabrics. The hand harvested hand gin and the rayon derived from wood showed no seed coat fragments by the ASTM method. The APHIS showed no seed coat NEPs for the hand harvested and hand gin cotton, and a low value for the rayon, but notice that the NEPs count has increased by a factor of 3 or so. So we accepted these two fibers as suitable fiber mediums for spiking experiments. Now the control cotton is entirely a different story, and we rejected it immediately as a suitable candidate for spiking experiments. And you notice that in the ASP received material, we observe 16 counts of seed coat fragments per gram of sample, but a very large number of seed coat NEPs by the APHIS, 235, and a very, very high number of NEPs by the APHIS. So we decided to do a case, a study of this to see if we could unravel what is going on. And so what was done next was to extract the control cotton 3 times. We extracted it with low magnification to get all of the seed coat fragments again. We increased the magnification, extracted it again, increased the magnification and extracted a 3rd time. And then take that clean sample, analyze it on the APHIS, and to our surprise, we got 186 seed coat NEPs per gram. Now, if you take the difference of that, 235 minus 186, that's 49 seed-coat NEPS counts per gram, and that is the number we think can be attributed to the seed-coat fragments in the cotton. The remaining count, we think, is misclassified. And so what we did next was to see if we could predict that number, in other words, confirm it. Now, we observe that we make the assumption here that since the rayon and the extract control cotton have no seed coat fragments, then the ratio of the seed coat NEPS to the fiber NEPS should be the same. And so what was done was to take the total number of NEPS here, of fiber NEPS, and subtract it from 49, and take that answer, and we multiplied it by 6 over 111, and we got a predictive value of 178, which I was really surprised at. So we can predict what is going on. So it looks like that a fraction of the fiber NEPS is being classified as a seed coat NEPS. We have all the data here, so then we took the data here and we plugged it into the selectivity equation, and you can see that the selectivity for seed coat NEPS for this cotton is extremely low. This slide shows what happens when we take this Newman method of blending two slides, twin axle blending, and look at the NEPS count per gram on two different APHIS units. And obviously the endpoints of the pure constituents. In one case, we have 100% cotton, and on the extreme right, we have 100% rayon. In the middle, we have varied the proportion of the weight in each so that the total weight is constant at 0.5, and you can see the responses are linear, and the differences in the responses for each instrument for the same mixture at the 0.05 level is significantly different. And finally, here we have one more where we did the same thing with the seed coat NEPS counts per gram. The lines are linear, and here the differences between the two instruments, the mean differences, is not significantly different. In summary then, two diverse fiber mediums are suitable for seed coat selectivity experiments. We can blend different slivers, different samples by twin axle slivers, and the APHIS response is linear. And the control cotton is a useful medium to probe what's happening in the APHIS because it gives a high count of both the seed coat NEPS and the fiber NEPS. The APHIS selectivity for seed coat NEPS was defined in a math model simulated. But the bottom line here, the take-home message, is that all of the cottons, all of the samples that we looked at, the initial value showed a low selectivity for the ATMI cottons and for the control cotton. Thank you. Questions?